Harvard poll: swing voters want Joe Biden to embrace Trump's border goals. By Neil Monroe on May 11, 2021. President Joe Biden's chaotic migration policy is disastrously unpopular. But the critical swing voters are not yet blaming him for the mess. According to a poll of 1,872 registered voters by Harvard Harris. When the question is phrased by specifically referencing Joe Biden, or comparing a Biden policy to a Donald Trump policy, then Biden gets a bump. A Biden bump of sympathy. Rob Law, the director of regulatory affairs and policy for the Center for Immigration Studies, told Breitbart News on Sunday. "They want to think of him as this nice, lovable guy," he said. But the poll shows the voters strongly prefer Trump's border policy. 8 out of 10 likely voters in the April 27th to 29th poll said the current surge in illegal immigrants at the border a crisis that needs to be addressed immediately. Just 2 out of 10 said it is something that can be dealt with by the immigration system we have currently in place. 85% of respondents said they want stronger borders. And just 15%, or 1 in 6, said they want weaker borders. Almost 7 out of 10 respondents said they want people who cross the border with Mexico illegally, too, be turned back to Mexico. Just 32% said they should be released into the U.S. with a court date. The critical bloc of swing voters is still giving Biden the benefit of the doubt in the third month of his presidency. Even though his deputies are helping tens of thousands of job-seeking migrants sneak across the border while the manipulated media focuses on migrants' children and fractured families. The poll asked, "Is the Biden administration creating an open border? Or is it just trying to enforce immigration laws more humanely?" The respondents split evenly, with 53% saying he wants to enforce immigration laws more humanely. Harvard Harris asked, "Do you think the Biden border policies are increasing the flow of drugs and crime to the United States? Or are those policies simply treating people more humanely?" 46% said his policies are treating people more humanely. Biden's honeymoon will end with the fall, Law predicted. As more and more people start to recognize that the policies that we want to see in place, this administration, regardless of how kind and patient we are, they don't share that same philosophy, probably towards the end of the summer, as American kids are hopefully going to go back to school. And then all of a sudden, they see a whole new population of illegal aliens that are dumped into the same classrooms as their kids, and recognize, that is not an anomaly, that is intentional. The Harvard-Harris poll suggests the bloc of swing voters wants Biden to resolve the crisis soon. 77% of respondents said they think the president and/or the vice president should visit the southern border now. Just 23% said they should not visit the border. The poll seems to be a reasonable survey of the swing voting conflicted Americans who want nice Joe Biden to nicely implement Trump's tough, pro-American border policies. For example, 46% of respondents said they favor Trump, including 26% who said they strongly favor his policies. The poll showed Biden with anemic approval, just 55%, and Vice President Kamala Harris got just 50% approval. Similarly, just 52% of the respondents said they thought the Biden administration should have undone all of the Trump administration executive orders on immigration. 48% said the Biden administration should have left those Trump policies that made it more difficult to come into the country in place. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, intra-democratic, rational, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other. The voter opposition to elite-backed economic migration coexists with support for legal immigrants and some sympathy for illegal migrants. But only a minority of Americans, mostly leftists, embrace the many skewed polls and articles pushing the 1950s corporate nation of immigrants claim. The deep public opposition to labor migration is built on the widespread recognition that legal and illegal migration moves money away from most Americans' pocketbooks and families. Migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to investors, from technology to stoop labor, from red states to blue states, and from the central states to the coastal states such as New York.